You are listening to the audio production of In His Steps by Charles M. Sheldon, published by One Audio Books and read by Michael Beck. Preface. The sermon story, In His Steps, or What Would Jesus Do, was first written in the winter of 1896 and read by the author, a chapter at a time, to his Sunday evening congregation in the Central Congregational Church, Topeka, Kansas. It was then printed as a serial in The Advance, Chicago, and its reception by the readers of that paper was such that the publishers of The Advance made arrangements for its appearance in book form. It was their desire, in which the author heartily joined, that the story might reach as many readers as possible, hence succeeding editions of paper-covered volumes at a price within the reach of nearly all readers. The story has been warmly and thoughtfully welcomed by Endeavor societies, temperance organizations, and YMCAs. It is the earnest prayer of the author that the book may go its way with a great blessing to the churches for the quickening of Christian discipleship and the hastening of the Master's kingdom on earth. Charles M. Sheldon, Topeka, Kansas, November 1897. Chapter 1. For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that ye should follow his steps. It was Friday morning, and the Reverend Henry Maxwell was trying to finish his Sunday morning sermon. He had been interrupted several times and was growing nervous as the morning wore away, and the sermon grew very slowly towards a satisfactory finish. "Mary," he called to his wife, as he went upstairs after the last interruption, "if anyone comes after this, I wish you would say that I am very busy and cannot come down unless it is something very important."
"Yes, Henry. But I am going over to visit the kindergarten, and you will have the house all to yourself."
The minister went into his study and shut the door. In a few minutes, he heard his wife go out. He settled himself at his desk with a sigh of relief and began to write. His text was from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. "For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that ye should follow his steps."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?